Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Press and go. Just press and go.
That's our motto.
Life's a show when you just press and go.
No, literally, that's our 2024 motto.
Just press and go.
We don't have time for glue. We need to just press and go.
Stop with the glue. Glue is so 2002.
Wow.
We're talking about impress, press on falsies, and press on manicure. The Impress Press-On Falsies are these lashes that require zero glue. They have a variety of different styles. I personally am a fan of the natural and also the wispies. I like applying a few just to the corner of my eyes. And honestly, this is faster for me than applying mascara. It is so quick. I gotta also tell you the falsies, one thing I forgot to mention, they're the underlash. It's underneath the lash. So they look super, super realistic. No glue, just press and go.
Speaking of press and go, let's talk about the Impress No Glue Manis that I am obsessed with. If you follow me, you know that I am in my press-on era right now because I do not have time to sit in the chair at the salon like many of you for like 2 hours. And that's fine because thanks to Impress, you can have a super fabulous mani in seconds. You don't have to apply any glue. They come in all different styles. And the Impress manicure has a patented super hold adhesive for up to 7 days.
If you want to try the no glue mani or press on falsies from Impress that won't damage your nails or lashes, just go to Impress. That's impressbeauty.com/Los Angeles. And then use our code Los Angeles to check out for 25% off Impress manicure and press on falsies.
I like your answer. Stay at home, lol.
I'm like, just stay at home, dudes. Like,
you're not going to see anyone anyways.
Exactly.
Hi, Kirby.
Hi, Sarah.
Welcome to Los Angeles.
Was that in sync? I don't even know.
Yeah, it was to me.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
So, hi, guys. In case you're wondering, Sarah and I are not in the same room together. We are quarantined.
We're following the rules.
Self-quarantining. We're following rules and being patriotic. I saw something on Instagram. It was like, your grandparents went to war. Like, you can sit your ass on a couch or something like that.
Wow.
I'm like, that is true. That is true.
I think it's so funny that we were supposed to be in Austin this past weekend.
I know, right? And like fun fact, we were actually supposed to be in Paris at the end of this month with Chanel, and
both have been canceled.
Yep. It was going to be our first Los Angeles press trip. We were really excited, but Patrick and Matt were going to go, and Patrick was like, I'm just going to wait until like Delta cancels the flight so then I can, you know.
And I like that Kirby and I too were a little concerned, and we were like, should we like maybe not go even if they don't cancel it? And then fast forward to yesterday where the France is like on full lockdown.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, yeah, I guess now we had no choice.
Totally. Yeah. We're like, great. We're glad we're not going now.
Yeah.
Anyways, so I'm at my house. Sarah's at her home. And we are doing this via a Zoom call. So apologies if there are any technical difficulties that irritate you guys. This is our first time trying this. As you guys know, we are always together typically. But I'm hoping that we get this down because then that means we can do this more often and we can mobilize. Not that I don't like hanging out with Sarah, but like that can mobilize. We can mobilize this and make it something that we can do maybe with experts that don't live in LA or not in LA. Although I do like...
Totally.
I think in person's way better.
It's of course like always ideal, but I mean, so many other podcasts have their, you know, guests call in. And it sounds great. So I think this is good research for us. We're figuring totally. It out. And it seems very appropriate for this time in our lives.
Let's kick it off with some beauty news. We weren't allowed to actually talk about this the day it launched because our podcasts come out at 2 a.m. Pacific and the embargo was for 6:30 a.m. Pacific.
Yes.
Although I'm going to start arguing that like podcasts are a different medium, so we should be allowed to post.
That's true. That's true.
Ahead of time. You know what I mean? Like by the time people hear our podcast in New York, they're commuting to work, like it would have been past the embargo time anyways for them to like write it up.
You're so right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
we'll do that next time.
Yeah. We'll ask for favors. However, this is a very exciting launch. It's the Dyson Corral.
Woohoo.
Yeah. Woohoo. Okay. So what is the Dyson Corral, Sarah? Tell the people.
Okay. So it is, well, it's technically a straightener, but it's more than just a straightener. Right?
I agree.
They have their, you know, patented flexible plates that are made out of, I think it was like magnesium copper, right? That's what it was?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And this allows the plates to cup the hair instead of spreading it and then also put less tension on it. So you really only have to use the straightener on your hair with one pass instead of, you know, we've all straightened our hair before and it takes like three or four per like section of hair. And I think, well, okay. And then also there's 50% less heat damage. So great for your hair health. But I think obviously the most exciting thing is
it's cordless.
Woo!
And I featured this in my beauty newsletter. And one of the words, we all have a word that we just insist on spelling incorrectly, even though we know what it
totally.
Is. Mine is cordless or cord. I always think of Cord Overstreet. So I always spell it C-H-O-R-D. And
stop.
Yes. And so the next day, Patrick, when he was reading my newsletter, was like, there was one typo. And I'm like, what? He's like, you always spell cord with an H. And I'm like, I can't help it. He's like, it's not Cord Overstreet. It's he was like, it's definitely chordless as well. So you're like technically right. There's no chord involved. Like, I hate you. So
I read your newsletter. I didn't even see it.
Oh my God.
It's like one of those things too, where you're like, your eyes just correct a typo or whatever.
You're
it's
obviously chordless. A beauty editor. So you do that like in your sleep, but like I was dying laughing. So it's chordless and cordless. And it's really cool. Like, I think it holds the charge for 30 minutes.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And then if you need to, you don't have to, like, put it back in the charger and wait for it to charge. You can actually connect it and use it with an actual cord if you need to. So I just had a lot of people actually messaging me saying they were super disappointed with this launch. They thought it was going to be something more innovative, like the Airwrap. And here's the deal. The Airwrap is so innovative because literally like nothing else
like it exists.
It doesn't. Yeah. But Dyson, you know, wasn't the first person. They weren't the first people to create an air purifier or a vacuum either, but they've perfected it. And I think in terms of who this would be best for, if you have curly hair and you like to straighten it 100%, like this is going to be your styler because this is actually a true hot tool.
Yeah. And I was, because I had spoken to a lot of people who told me that they were disappointed with the Airwrap. It wasn't the right hair tool for them. And that was because they had really thick, textured, wavy hair and they were looking for more of a straightener.
Yeah.
Which is this.
Exactly. This is a legit hot tool. So if you're used to, you know, straightening your hair or creating waves or curls with a flat iron, I think you're going to be a lot happier with this than, say, something like the Airwrap. I love the Airwrap because I like to have body and volume in my hair. I don't have super curly hair. And I also really like that blowout look. So for me, like this is something that like I use the Airwrap every single day, whether my hair is wet or dry.
Same.
I think some people just need a hair dryer and that's where the Supersonic comes in. But like if you are a true hot tools person and you need that heat to be able to smooth out your hair or straighten it in some facet, I think this is going to be the tool that you're going to want to invest in.
Yeah.
Because it is $500.
Oh, yeah. That's just a small reminder that it's not cheap. I had, you know, a lot of time yesterday as I think we all probably did have a lot of time this weekend.
Yeah.
So I played around with it and I used it to put some beachy waves in my hair. And I was really impressed. I really liked it. I will say I hadn't fully charged it before I used it. And so the charge did go kind of quickly. But to be fair, I didn't charge it for the full, I guess, I don't know. I can't remember how long you need to charge it for it to be fully charged to work for the 30 minutes. But yeah, it was very easy to use. I know it's supposed to make your hair look shiny, but I don't think that my hair looked that shiny.
Okay.
I will say. But it was very, like, very quick, and like it wasn't as hot as my other like straighteners had ever been, and easy to like use just to maneuver through the strands. So I really liked it. I don't think that I'll use it every day as much as my air wrap, but I think, like you said, it is a good option for people who truly use a straightener or hot tool every single day.
Totally. Or like if you have a ton of hair, a ton of thick hair, I think this is going to be a tool for you. I have mine somewhere. It's in a box, I guess. Like I went to go to my mail room and I had 8 boxes sent to me that I haven't unpacked yet. So
it's a very unassuming box. I didn't know that it was the Dyson. Because it doesn't say Dyson.
That's what I think. Yeah. There's a box. I think I know which one it is. I'm just not sure. But also, like, I don't use flat irons typically.
Same.
And I also don't, I'm not comfortable using it to curl my hair. I would prefer just to use a curling iron. I'm not a wand person. I'm not a flat iron person. So it probably will take me a few days to, like, get the hang of it. Just
me too.
Very similar to the air wrap. Like, it does take a couple of tries to really learn how to use,
yeah,
you know, all the accessories and stuff like that. Yeah. But it is available, and it's $500. But I can't remember. There's probably a similar warranty situation, right?
Like, 2-year
warranty, 2-year and 30-day money back.
Yeah, exactly.
Got it.
It is, like, I know people aren't impressed or whatever, but it really is like a very sleek, chic, high-tech looking tool, and I would say, like, it's, you know, cooler than any other straightener I've ever used.
Well, exactly. But on that front too, it's also like there's years of research behind this. Yeah. Like 7 years of, right, research behind this. This is not something they just whipped out of nowhere and decided to, like, upcharge $500. When you buy Dyson, we've said this 100,000 times, you're buying their innovation, technology, and research.
Yeah, they have, like, thousands of engineers and scientists who specifically are just dedicated to hair.
Yes, so, exactly. Yeah. All right, so that happened. That launched March 10th, and it's available now at Ulta. So,
oh, and Ulta, Sephora, and, of course, the Dyson's website. And then you can check it out in store. Well,
yeah.
I mean, I don't know if Dyson's open right now or so, yeah, maybe just wait.
Hold off on that. Hold off on going to the Dyson demo store.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay, in some news that makes us happy, LVMH, which is the world's largest luxury company, they own a variety of your favorite beauty brands, from Fresh Beauty, Benefit Cosmetics,
Christian Dior,
Louis Vuitton.
Yeah.
Obviously. Louis Vuitton. Do you see my little... I'm making a weird head movement when I say that. Louis Vuitton. Anyways, they are switching all of its perfume and cosmetics factories to making hand sanitizer gel that will be delivered free across France to address critical shortage of antibacterial gel, which is kind of amazing.
So amazing.
That they're putting forth all of their resources to do this. I mean, if you've seen anything in the news the past week or so, you've seen that these people in Tennessee are basically price gouging.
Oh my God. 17,
did you read that story?
17,000 bottles of hand sanitizer. And then he was like, I'm going to donate them.
Well, because he's a dipshit. Yeah. If you guys haven't read the story in the New York Times. This guy full willingly agrees to be interviewed by the New York Times. And he basically went to places around, like, rural Tennessee, bought out all the hand sanitizer that he could find for like $1 a piece, and then upcharged it, basically selling it between like $20 and $80 a pop, like price gouging, obviously, on Amazon. I think he got removed from Amazon. Like, they kicked him off of Amazon because they were like, you're just trying to price gouge during a pandemic. Great. And then he literally tells the reporter that he thinks he's doing a public service by doing this, which is so wrong. But also, he said, the kicker is, like, at the end of the article, because he goes, yeah, I probably will try to sell it locally. Yeah, right. I just don't want to be like on the front page news as the guy like upcharging hand sanitizer.
Meanwhile,
my dude, you are talking to the New York Times. Like, what do you think is about to happen?
It was like the trending story on Apple News, on Twitter, on everything. You, homie, are, you made headlines because of that.
You are that. It's not, maybe not your local newspaper, but like literally everybody in the world knows. You took a photo with all of your supplies. Yeah, yeah. But the best part is then he like, I guess, reached back out to the New York Times and was like, I plan on donating it. Okay, cool, dude. Yeah. Anyways, long story short, antibacterial gel. Like if you have looked on Amazon, if you go to any grocery stores, they're completely sold out. The Target in West Hollywood off of La Brea and Santa Monica has literally been out of Clorox wipes and antibacterial gel for I think like 4 weeks now.
Yeah.
Because even in February, I went to go look and there wasn't any.
Totally.
Which is wild. But I also, I went to some makeup stores recently. I went yesterday to try to find like Clorox wipes. Because my friend Melissa Herkman is a professional makeup artist and she was like, oh, they have, you know, hand sanitizer, antibacterial gel, whatever. They don't. They're all sold out. All they have is alcohol.
So, have you tried any of your like local like little, I know you're in the center of LA, but like the mini marts and stuff? Because I know that from what I've heard that some of the, obviously support your local businesses, but like the local mini marts, liquor stores and stuff, they still have, you know, their supply. So if, if you guys are like, you know, freaking out because, yeah, if you go to any Target, Walmart, it's just absolute chaos and it's so bleak because everything is gone. Speaking of price gouging, my mom, who lives in Orange County, like could not find toilet paper for the life of her. And she was like driving around. I'm like, Mom, you're over 60. You need to stay indoors. What are you doing?
Yes.
So then my sister tries to find, you know, someone like Amazon, whatever, can't find any. And then she like went on OfferUp and she was going to pay. She offered to pay $40 for like a pack of like 12 pack of toilet paper that this lady was selling, and then the lady accepted, and then she was like, oh, I can't find a box to ship it, sorry. So it's like these people are truly like just truly terrible people.
I mean, you're gonna find out who is going to hell and who isn't in this time. So
also, you guys,
we
don't need to hoard toilet paper, p.s. or anything at all.
Grocery stores will remain open. Calm down.
Wash your butt with water. And
wash your butt.
Hop in the shower if you do not have any toilet paper. We're all.
If you are rich enough to have a bidet,
there's some really
God
cute bidet.
You.
Tushy, have you seen Tushy? I really want one.
No,
it's a, like
what
a,
is
it's
that?
A bidet add-on to your toilet. Everyone, look it up. It's super cute. Tushy, I need one.
Yeah, maybe I'll take a look. I want one. Okay, way to go, LVMH. Let's move on from washing. From what's on our tushy to
what's on your face.
I have no idea if that's in sync. I truly don't. Because I think you're lagging because my computer connection.
I mean, you're great to me. So it's fine.
Good.
We'll figure it out.
Okay, Sarah, what's on your face?
Well, I haven't been wearing a lot of makeup the past week because I haven't left my house. But I have been using Orsay foundation, which I think I've mentioned this to you before. I know I've written about it, but I didn't have the right shade. But anyways, the founder sent me the right shade and I've been using it and I love it. So Orsay foundation was made specifically for Asian skin. And so like I've always had, you know, difficulty finding the right shade for myself because even though obviously like a lot of brands create shades that I could use, but then I'd have to like mix two different shades together, or the undertones were never right. Sometimes they were too pink or too red and like not yellow enough, or it would be too olive. Anyways, the founder, Yuchen Shi, she obviously felt the same way and was not alone. We are not alone in our thinking. And so she wanted to create this foundation that was made specifically for Asian skin, not just in shades, but in skin type too. So the formula is very much like skincare packed. And so all of the ingredients that she puts in there cater to like the different skin concerns that most Asian people typically have. So a lot of Asian people have sensitive skin or oily skin, hyperpigmentation, and then like vulnerability to environmental pollutants because we live in these, you know, metropolitan cities or whatever, even like China, obviously, and LA or New York. And so, yeah, so she set out to create just a really great variety of shades. And I am currently using shade number 4. I also have shade number 5, which is a little bit deeper, and I'll probably use that once I get some sun, hopefully if we're allowed outside in the summer. but I love it. It's super buildable. It's really creamy. I can mix it with like my moisturizer or my sunscreen to make it a little bit more of like a tinted foundation. Or I have like, I don't know if you have this too, Kirby, but I have like wedding foundations or like event foundations. Yes. Yeah. So this is definitely going to be up there. I can just like, I'll have to use a couple more layers, but yeah, I absolutely love it.
So is it in a compact? Like, is it a compact foundation or is it like an actual?
No. Okay. It's just, yeah, it's just a liquid foundation. And I also forgot to mention it's cruelty-free, Leaping Bunny certified, and it's all made in the US.
That's really cool. I think one thing, so I remember when I first got pitched this brand last year, and I was like, oh, this is really interesting. And I initially went to see, it was when a lot of foundations were launching, and I was like, okay, how many foundation shades are there? And when I first, when I first looked, I was like, I don't know if this is like something that we would cover because it only has like six or does it have?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She has, I think there's six. She's expanding for sure. But no, I totally understand what you're saying. And I've talked to her about this too. And what she wanted to also say in like her defense is like, there are so many Asian women, obviously, who felt left out in just like with any.
Well,
you know,
totally. But what like the
minority.
The point I was going to say is like, the reason why I was like, oh, well, this makes sense is because it is specifically focused on Asian skin.
Right.
It's a niche, but it's also not in a way because there are so many, you know, men and women who are Asian that are looking for certain undertones that are, like a lot of brands just truly can't get right. So I really like that this is like a hyper-focused type of product.
Yeah.
At the same time, though, I feel like I could probably find a shade that I'd probably like, to be completely honest.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. No, for sure. And I think that we've talked about this. I can't remember who we were talking about or talking to about, like, when it comes to, like, making foundation, like, sometimes it's just hard for, like, let's say me and you to agree on, like, one foundation that we both like, because you have a different skin type than I do. I think like a lot of Black women would say the same, like, you know, that they love Fenty because typically Black women have like oilier skin. And like, we both know that the Fenty foundation is like very matte, right? So like for me personally, it doesn't work. So it's like she could obviously make 100 shades. I think everyone obviously can, but like she did not want to do that. She would rather just create like, yeah, like you said, serve this audience that has been underserved and do it right and do it well.
And I think like at the same time, we like the reason why I am really, I think this is such an interesting and great brand is because they've been very upfront with that from the get-go. Like as much as I love Beauty Blender and their foundation, like they got hammered so hard for their lack of diversity in the shade range. And then I almost felt like a way of excusing it was being like, well, actually we were focusing on like more Latina skin tones. And it's like, well, then why didn't you say that from the jump?
Right.
Like
totally.
You can't have it both ways almost. Like you really have to be like, don't make a breadth of shades like that, but then not have the actual colorway to cater to everyone.
Yeah.
And then go in later and say, well, actually we were focusing on just like, you know, Latinx or Latina skin. Like I think that's where they kind of got that wrong. And don't get me wrong, I love that foundation. It's like one of my favorites. But I think in this case, it's Orsay, right?
Yeah.
So that's great. So you're shade 4 and we'll probably
shade
5 in a couple months.
Yeah, I think I might have a shade 3 that you should see if you like.
Girl, you know I like to be like more like warm yellow
great.
Than like freaking fair and pink.
We'll get you Chen to send you one.
Great.
The foundation is $89.
Woo!
It's kind of pricey. But I will say like a little goes a long way. You can also buy like this little set for $30 that allows you, it comes with like 3 different shades. So you can figure out which shade is right for you.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Great.
All right. Kirby, what's on your hair?
Okay. So I've been testing out a lot of really great hair products, but I'm going to start with this one. So this is something I've been using for only about a week now. So I'm not talking necessarily about the results that I've seen from it, but mostly I'm just excited about like where we're going with this. So it's Collective Laboratories Hair Growth Activating Serum. I was invited to an event at Atterton, which is our dear friend and beauty director's Kelly Atterton's store. And I got to meet with the team of Collective Laboratories. And basically, they created this serum. Mm-hmm. Everybody has a hair story involving hair loss. Like, you know, I know one woman had a stroke and she then like was unable to care for her hair. I knew one woman that was pregnant and lost hair. And then there was, you know, there was a guy that I spoke to who was really awesome, one of the founders, and he dealt with male pattern baldness. And like men frequently deal with this and are like just expected to deal with it. And they really only have like Rogaine and other DHT blockers to deal with it. DHT is like, it's like a, I don't quote me, but I believe it's a form of testosterone. Mm-hmm. And these DHT blockers help block that so that you don't have to deal with more hair loss. Mm-hmm. And things of that nature. Mm-hmm. That being said, sometimes they work and sometimes they don't. So this particular founder spent like 20 years studying like Chinese medicine and things of that nature, using different types of like formulations on his hair and his scalp, and was able to like grow back his hair. He was like fully losing most of his hair and was able to grow it back with this mixture. So he created the Hair Growth Activating Serum from Collective Laboratories. I've been only using it for a week. I'm really excited to see how it works. One thing I really like about this hair serum is that you can actually feel it kind of working. Not like it's actually like growing hair out of your head, but it warms up. So it's like, ooh, it's like, okay, it's invigorating. I can kind of feel like it's starting to like get, you know, the blood circulation going. So it includes ingredients like, I used to say ginseng, but it's ginseng, right?
Ginseng. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. I mean, I've heard both okay. ways.
Ginseng, which stimulates microcirculation. There's obviously biotin, which helps prevent breakage of the hair cuticle. And then zinc controls oil production on the scalp. And really, all you do is you take a little dropper of it. You place a couple of drops throughout your scalp and you really vigorously massage it into your scalp. And you'll get this warming sensation. I've actually been using it kind of like along my hairline, right above my temples, where a lot of women tend to see hair loss. Obviously, my hair doesn't grow as much. I think I have like a testosterone imbalance, to be completely honest. So that's partially the reason why I get hair extensions. Mm-hmm. But it contains this ingredient complex that's derived by a leading German scientist, and it was approved for hair growth claims under EU registration, which is obviously like what dictates and everything in Europe. But yeah, it basically just stimulates your hair follicles to promote hair growth. And if you have issues like androgenetic alopecia or male pattern hair loss, female pattern hair loss, and a variety of other hair loss issues that you can look up on their site, they suggest using it.
Is this like a preventative serum?
It could be
serum as
it could be like preventative.
It's mostly reparative.
Yeah, I'm not like losing hair.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily need to grow more hair. My hair just like doesn't necessarily get longer. Uh-huh. I'm not experiencing like any bald spots or anything like that. But that's like partially why they made it. I'm just using it to see if it can actually like help grow my hair again.
Cool.
And kind of tackling it from the root of the problem, which is like the scalp. Like you should be trying to grow your hair from your scalp, mm-hmm. not the ends of your hair. I also really like this because it gives me a really nice voluminous blowout. So I shower, I'll pat my hair dry just to absorb as much moisture as possible. And then I'll put a dropper throughout and massage it. And then I'll use my air wrap. And it always just adds this really nice lift to my hair. Mm. So I'm a really big fan of that just in terms of styling.
Yeah.
But I'm really eager to see like what it's actually going to do for my hair.
So how long will it take you to see results?
I don't know. that's what I'm trying to figure that out myself.
I feel like for hair stuff, it takes at least 30 days.
So it looks like online, most of the results, it's within 3 months.
Okay.
Which
that seems fair.
I think makes sense. But at the same time, like, I mean, the results look awesome. I don't know. For me, because, like, I'm not losing hair. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
So I don't.
But I feel like you could notice more volume or, you know, more fullness in your, in that region that you're putting it on, your temple. Yeah.
So, okay. On that note of taking 3 months to see results, I think that's the reason why this is a subscription service, which is initially what, like, when they first were telling me about it, I was like, ooh, subscription, I'm not into that. Like, if I just, I want to try one bottle, that's it. Like, however, I think with something like hair loss and, you know, expecting hair growth, you have to do it longer than 4 weeks. Mm. So I think this is their way of ensuring that, like, okay, if you finish one bottle, you're going to get the next one and you're going to be able to use it at least 2 months in a row or 3 months in a row or whatever it is.
Totally.
It's $39 a month. So you pay $39, you get your bottle every month, and you're supposed to, I think, use a bottle a month. But I'll report back. I really like the ritual now of taking a shower, you know, patting my hair dry, and then putting the serum in and massaging it through and then styling my hair. I've been really enjoying that. I feel like it's like part of my own self-care mechanism.
Oh, wow. What a good segue.
It is a good segue because today we are talking about self-care.
How to remain calm during a stressful time such as this.
Yes. So listen, like, we're not doctors and we don't work for the CDC.
No.
We're also not psychologists.
No.
And so we want to preface that before we get into this. But I think, like, just even myself, like, because of this coronavirus, and there's a lot of misinformation out there. There's a lot of people telling you that you should be freaking out. There's a lot of people that are saying this is not being taken seriously enough. And then there's the other side that people are like,
just going out still and like it's going, like, to be fine. And
yeah. And there's a lot of things happening, you know, not in our country that I think are adding, you know, more hysteria, and people are rightfully concerned.
But at the same time, it's like a very good example of what could happen if we don't treat this.
Get ahead of it.
Yeah, get ahead of it and treat it seriously.
Agreed. So everybody listening should just practice preparedness.
Yes.
And that's kind of what we want to talk about today.
Yeah.
Being prepared and then also practicing self-care, taking care of your mind and your body. Both are equally important, and that's what today is all about.
And because we are still a beauty podcast, you know, Kirby and I have gotten a lot of questions about what you can and cannot do right now in terms of beauty services, and then also what you should be doing at home with your own makeup and things like that. But then also, like, this is all related to beauty, is obviously related to wellness. And so we want to talk about the things that we're both doing. And we did talk to a licensed psychologist and a certified meditation coach. And both of us have done, I think, enough research. I mean, I need to step away from my phone,
which is part of it.
Yeah.
Of right.
So then, yeah. So we just want to, like, address some of these questions, and, you know, what we've been hearing and what we're doing. So hopefully you guys find this informative, and maybe also just like a nice little support group.
Yeah, get in the Facebook group too if you have questions. Like, we're happy to jump in and try to answer or direct you to somebody that can help. But we just want to cover a few facts about COVID-19 or the coronavirus. So most patients who contract coronavirus will recover. Yes. Those who are older than 60 or are immunocompromised are the most vulnerable. That's why they say self-quarantine is not necessarily about you. It's about the people around you. And that's why it's extremely important to stay home and avoid public places and large gatherings.
Yes. So I think I was talking to someone about this, and please, if I'm incorrect, please send me a message and tell me otherwise. But so what I had heard is that in Italy, obviously, the situation got very out of hand for a lot of reasons. But it also had to do with the fact that in Italy, a lot of families live with, like, their elders. And so obviously, you know, even though these younger people are asymptomatic and they're not feeling symptoms, they are still carrying the coronavirus, and then, you know, transfers it super easily to all of these older people who are way more vulnerable. So, and that's why you're seeing, like, I think in the States, the older communities are more isolated, obviously, like, they're in nursing homes and certain towns, obviously. And so that's why you're seeing it bubble up there more. So yeah, I don't know. I just wanted to say
that. No, I think that's a great point. So especially, I mean, you can still transfer this virus even if you don't have symptoms. But if you are...
Just like the scariest part.
Totally. So if you are feeling sick at all, obviously you should stay at home and self-quarantine. But at the same time, like, that's why the self-quarantine period is so important right now. Because even if you do not feel symptoms, you could still be carrying it and transfer it to other people. For instance, Sarah sent me a video of a guy here in LA, a photographer. He had been at the LA Marathon, and then he went to a soccer game, the LA Galaxy, earlier this week. By Wednesday, he said he started feeling like shit. Thursday, I think like 36 hours later, he went to the doctor. They were like, oh, you probably just have the flu. If you have the flu, we're going to send you home. They test him for the flu. He doesn't have the flu. So they end up testing him for corona. And then they send him home. 4 hours later, he gets a phone call and he tests positive for corona. And one of the things he said was like, you know, I'm under self-quarantine now. I can't leave my house, whatever. But the point I'm trying to make is I have no idea how I got it. Yeah. I just know that I was at the LA Marathon around other people, a large group of people. So please, please, please be mindful of the people around you,
yeah.
especially people that are immunocompromised.
Totally.
People yeah. that are older, maybe your older neighbors. And then also medical staff that are going to have to be maybe dealing with an influx of patients mm-hmm. Over time. That's why you self-quarantine.
So yes. So I think like, obviously, this is happening at a time where like it's also flu season. So a lot of people are getting sick and they're freaking out because they don't know if they have coronavirus or not. But the symptoms are really specific. And like this guy was saying on his Instagram video, he had a dry cough, a fever, and body aches. So he described the dry cough, which I thought was really helpful in his description. He said he felt like he woke up and just smoked a pack of like 30 packs of cigarettes, which is such a different cough from like a phlegmy cough, right?
Yeah.
So that's why I think when he went to get tested, they obviously tested him first for flu, which is also because they don't have that many tests yet, and so they can't waste, you know, a test on everyone. Yeah. So like if you are feeling these symptoms and you want to, if you are feeling sick, first of all, and you go to the doctor, you can't just take the test for coronavirus. Like you need to be experiencing the exact symptoms.
Yep.
So, and then if you do have it, there isn't a cure for it.
Yeah.
And they're going to treat it like they treat the flu, which is, if you are healthy
yeah.
and not experiencing like a lot of other more serious symptoms or complications, like if you're older and you have like get pneumonia because of it and all these things, they're just going to send you home to self-quarantine, rest, and take like Tylenol.
Yeah. So,
which is comforting in that like most people will recover.
Yes, exactly. So no need to freak out, but that's why people are making such a huge deal over quarantine.
Yes.
Okay, so we have been getting some questions and we've been hearing a lot of this in the world of beauty and wellness. So the first one is it safe to get beauty services like hair, you know, your hair appointment that you've had planned, your nails, facials, etc.?
I like your answer. Stay at home, lol.
I'm like, just stay at home, dudes. Like you don't need to do any of these things. And one,
you're not going to see anyone anyways.
Exactly. Exactly. And one thing I think a lot of people are concerned about, obviously, is like the economic impact that this is going to have on people. Trust me, I'm a gig economy worker. I'm like very worried right now about my bank account. But the thing that I think you should consider instead of going to your nail appointment or going to your hair appointment or facial or whatever it is, buy a gift certificate for that business so that they can see the money now and then you can use it later.
That's a good idea.
That way they're not worried about like losing out on money this month and they're able to honor that at a later date.
Yeah.
Hopefully once everything picks back up again and they are able to start seeing clients on a more regular basis.
And at this point, most salons and spas have chosen to close their doors for the next 2 weeks at minimum.
Yeah.
I know that like 10 over 10 closed in Culver City and actually have received a lot more emails just saying that how a lot of them are stepping up their sanitization. Saying that right?
Yes.
And, you know, asking any employees who are feeling sick to stay home. But I just feel like by when this episode goes live, like I just feel like everyone will have chosen to like close their doors because there's really no point.
Yeah, like Chris McMillan sent out an email saying that he was closing his salon for 2 weeks. Same with Nova Arts Salon that like Sal Salcido founded. Honestly, this is the ethical thing to do in my opinion, because the more, I know that they didn't take this lightly and obviously people are concerned like what they're going to do without being like working for that amount of time. But at the end of the day, like as we have seen, Americans can't be trusted to just stay right. at home if, like, things are open. Like, people in New York were fully still, like, partying at bars last night. So, like, literally, I think until the yeah. government intervenes and says that these things need to be shut down or yeah. these businesses take it upon themselves to shut down.
I also just know, feel like gonna continue even going to them. So, if these employees are feeling healthy, like, they don't necessarily want to be in contact with strangers and they don't want to go to work. It's like a safety issue for them too. So, and you know, they can't just be like,
totally,
hey, sorry, I don't feel like going to work.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, it just makes, it's just a better yeah. decision, I think, overall.
Agreed.
And then we should mention too that Sephora is still open, right?
I think Sephora is still open, but they canceled their yeah. like beauty services. Like, I know MAC also was like, you are not yeah. allowed to even touch a person yeah. that comes in here to buy product, and Glossier.
And same with, yeah, same. So I was going to say same with Ulta, and then yeah, Glossier closed their doors for the next 2 weeks, and a lot of fashion, yeah, stores are doing the same, and obviously Nike and Apple closed their all their retailers, and so this, yeah, this is pretty serious. So
listen, fam, if Disneyland is gonna shut down, like, literally Disneyland and Disney World don't shut down for shit. So if they are literally shutting down shop for 2 weeks, then, like, you should not be going to yeah. your, like, local hair salon. Sorry.
Okay, next question, Kirby. Do I need to sanitize my makeup?
I mean, the answer, like, probably, like, at this point, who knows? Like, okay, so research.
This is also, though, like, a question that I often get asked when people are sick and they're like, do I need to, like, throw out my makeup because I have a cold?
So
I'm like, I don't know.
I don't know. So that's the thing. It's like, I asked actually a couple of dermatologists about this, and two of them were basically like, I don't feel comfortable going on the record talking about this because yeah. people, A, are super judgy, and B, there's just not enough research to support any of it.
Yeah.
So this is what I would say. Like, if you're worried and you stick your finger in a jar of something,
like, before washing your hands?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Like, I just think of, like, moisturizers or masks or something. If you, like, yeah. literally dip your finger in that thing, like, every single day, like, we talk about how unhygienic that is in general. So I don't know. Like, if you want to err on the side of caution, I guess, like, throw that out. But, like,
I just think, like, we should all, first of all, if you aren't already washing your hands every 5 minutes, please do.
Yes,
but
for,
like,
20 seconds.
Wash your hands before you do your makeup or apply your skincare, right?
Yeah.
Like, I think that that's probably the safest bet.
And there's, like, 99% alcohol that, like, I know a lot of makeup artists keep in their kits, and that's what they disinfect with. So, like, if you're worried, like, you know, disinfect your lipstick mm-hmm. or, you know, you obviously... This is a great time to clean your makeup brushes.
Oh my God, I was thinking about that. I'm actually going to do that this week.
Get to town, same. So, like, do you need to sanitize your makeup? I think it's probably a good thing to do.
Yeah.
Although I'm not necessarily convinced, like...
Like, if you have it already...
Is it going to fix anything? Like, I'm not sharing my makeup with any...
Right. I was going to say, don't share your makeup with anyone else, first of all.
Yeah, exactly.
And then, yeah, don't be walking into any other of the stores that are still allowing you to use samples.
Like, just don't go to stores.
And don't go to stores, right.
Yeah, wash your brushes and sponges as you normally would, which, like, hopefully is regularly, but I'll be the first to admit, I honestly cannot remember the last time I washed my makeup brushes, so that's happening soon.
I have been going through so many different brushes to avoid washing the one brush. Like,
yeah.
You know, like, I just keep pulling these new brushes, and I'm like, this is really... lazy of
me. This is the luxe life, I'll tell you that much. And then, yeah, sanitize any surface
touch. Yeah, let's just
use common sense. Yeah, be smart, peeps. I don't think you necessarily need to destroy all your makeup and skincare if you are especially worried about it and you are like immunocompromised and stuff like that. Like, do what you feel you need to do to feel safe. I would rather you overreact and be good in the long run than, like, be very nonchalant about it and then have something happen. So, okay, cool. And Sarah, what kind of hand sanitizer should I be using?
If you can find some anywhere and not have to buy it from that Tennessee man. So look for an alcohol-based hand sanitizer that contains at least 60% of alcohol, which most good hand sanitizers do. Even the ones that are like the more natural, like the Honest Beauty, the EOs, they have more than 60% alcohol. It's usually like around 70%. And I think Purell is like even higher, obviously.
And please do not make your own hand sanitizer. I cannot even explain to you how many people have DM'd me saying that they have made their own. And if you are a cosmetic chemist or a chemist in general and like know legitimately how to make your own hand sanitizer, more power to you. But like the common human being does not. And that is a very bad, bad decision. It's I guarantee you.
And the CDC like does not approve. Like they're like, please don't.
Yeah. They're not thrilled with that idea. So listen to the CDC. Okay. Yeah. So Sarah, what are the overall tips?
Yes. Okay. So don't touch your face. Stop touching your face. Wash your hands thoroughly using warm water for 20 seconds. Kirby, what song are you singing while you wash your hands?
You want a piece of me. You want a piece of... I miss bad media karma. That's literally like what I sing. Like, you want a piece of... And then there's also a really, really great video. I need to find it that I will post on our Instagram of like how to actually properly wash your hands.
Like rubbing between your fingers.
Like giving your thumb a good massage. And then like literally like scratching your nails on your palm to like get soap underneath your nails.
Ooh. Okay. So Kirby and I both have long nails. And that is something that I have been thinking about, how like it's more, you know, prone to being gross because they're long and can catch things. So now I've had to like, be really careful about like washing underneath each nail.
Whenever I use my hand sanitizer, I just spritz right all up in there.
Yeah. Yeah. And then in lieu of being able to wash your hands, use a hand sanitizer and sanitize surfaces, especially commonly used ones. Kirby, have you been using like a lot of hand lotion? Is there one that you've been using?
I've just been using my beautiful Chanel hand lotion.
Oh, Le Lift?
Yep.
Same. We're such snobs.
We are, but it's
a good one.
It's sexual. I love it. It brings me joy. It sparks joy in my life, so I'm going to keep using it.
I actually was using also one from, what is it? Love Planet Beauty? That's the brand, right?
Yeah.
They just sent one. It's like coconut jasmine. I really like the smell. Yeah. It's great. I've just been like, trying to rehydrate my hands because they're so dry. Okay, so now we want to talk about some tips that we received from a psychologist and a meditation coach to sort of just offer some ways to practice self-care and just like reduce your anxiety levels. First, we spoke to Dr. Hoda Abuziab, which I want to lull when I say that because she's like my best friend, but she is a licensed psychologist. And so she, you know, she's been working a lot this past week just dealing with, I mean, there's been just an influx of patients and has remained calm. And so I asked her for some tips. And so she said, the extreme stress and uncertainty of global disease can take a toll on your physical and mental health. Taking care of yourself, supporting people you love, and encouraging others to practice self-care is crucial right now. Kirby, how can we mitigate some of the anxiety per Dr. Hoda?
Okay, so like, stick to the facts, peeps. Like, listen to the CDC and the World Health Organization. Find a trusted news source that is unbiased and like is actually presenting legitimate facts that is backed up by research or like actual doctors. As much as you might want to like believe a tweet that you saw or like Aunt Jenny's post on Facebook, like I just, some of these people are like literally pulling crap out of their butt. So I would be very hesitant to believe things on the internet unless you can prove, like, they have stuff to back it up.
Yeah.
It's just too easy. Like, yesterday, there was something trending on Twitter. It was the Italian Air Force, like, doing this show that they do, like, literally every year. But people were saying they did it to help, like, raise people's spirits while they were in quarantine. And I like shared it because I was like, oh, this is so beautiful. And it is beautiful. And I'm glad they do it every single year. But like they definitely didn't like bust that out just to help the quarantine people and their spirits be, you know what I mean? So it's like even minor stuff like that, people are like will lie about just to get retweets or shares on Facebook or Instagram. So I would just definitely stick to the facts and know like what to expect. Be prepared. Is always good. Not panicked, prepared.
And then on that same note, try to limit your consumption of the news and social media, especially 1 to 2 hours before you go to bed, and give yourself breaks throughout the day, which I am finding extremely difficult because I'm just like wanting updates like by the minute. But yeah, I like found myself yesterday like just checking Twitter, and I'm not even on I'm going to be on Twitter one day, Patrick. But like just go on Twitter, like refreshing like every 5 minutes. And I'm like, what am I waiting for? Like, why do I, you know, like, what am I here? Why am I here? So yeah, just like be mindful. Obviously, it's very important, like Kirby said, to be informed and stay up to date. But like if you are just obsessing over it and like it's just overcome your like whole, you know, mind and body and soul, like just step away. And, you know, you'll get that update, if the really important one.
And sometimes it's like, especially on social media, people love to see like who can outwoke each other. And it's like, sometimes we really don't need to be doing this. We really just need to stick to the facts and figure out like how to move forward in a safe, effective way. So if you feel like you're reading things that are upsetting you or that are making you even more anxious or concerned, just turn off your phone. Meditate, like do something to get your mind off of it. Yeah. But I agree with this. Limit your consumption of news and social media, just in general.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Yeah.
Even without this.
Totally.
Would be helpful. Okay. Reach out to your loved ones. You know, it can be, especially if you live alone, you can feel extremely isolated and like you don't have anybody that's in this with you. And that is definitely not the case. We're all in this together. Use FaceTime or Skype. I've had some friends reach out via text and I've been checking in on them to make sure that they're okay. And I've said, listen, if you want to call me and talk on the phone, if you want to get on FaceTime, I'm more than happy to do that with you. Just so that you can connect with another human being and feel. I think like that's why, honestly, like panic has been a big part of it. But I think a lot of the reason why people have been going to the grocery store is because like they want to know like there are other people that feel the same way. Like Patrick said when he went to the grocery store last week that like he had his headphones and was just searching for a product and then got in line to like have people not speak to him essentially. And then like people were more than ever like actually talking to him. And he's like, oh, I actually need to take off my headphones because like this is a thing now.
They just want to connect.
You just want to connect with people. Yeah. So I love that one. I think that's really important.
Yeah. And I think it's also like really a great, obviously this is not the situation we want to be in, but like it's forced all of us to slow down a little bit and, you know, connect with people we haven't talked to in a really long time. And, you know, like I spoke to a couple friends this weekend that like I have not talked on, like I will say I'm not a phone person. I'm like constantly texting or I'd rather see you in person. And so it's just been really nice to like remind myself that like a phone call is really lovely.
True. So you know? True.
Yeah.
It gives your hands a break too.
It does. Yeah. Okay. So also another thing, you know, all of us feel super overwhelmed and like we don't know what to do and scared and vulnerable and all these things. But Dr. Hoda wants to remind everyone to focus on things that you actually can control. So that is, you know, simple as washing your hands, social distancing, which I know is like such a super trendy word right now or phrase, but it's very important.
It's like conscious uncoupling.
It is. It doesn't sound like a real thing, but it's like, everyone do it.
Yeah.
You know, eat healthy, you know, as much as you can to boost your immunity. Sleep, like Kirby said, meditate, limit exposure to large groups of people, obviously. And then, you know, like, go shopping online versus in-person shopping.
I think this kind of plays into the things that you can control. Like, I can control how messy my bathroom is. Like, I'm going to organize my makeup or I'm going to take the time to wash all my makeup brushes because I can now. Like, those are things you can control and can take your mind off of what you're dealing with. So,
and like, actually makes you feel better.
Yeah, accomplished, especially when you're sitting at home, you're like, what am I doing with my life? Like,
totally.
This is crazy. So, and I feel like anybody that works in the gig economy and, you know, isn't full time at like a, you know, a big, you know, corporation or whatever, like during this time, like Patrick still has to go to work every day, even though it's like from our, you know, dining room table. And, you know, same with you, Sarah. But like for me, I had to learn back in July, oh crap, okay, I still need to get up every morning and I need to know when my most productive hours are. I think that's something that you can start to figure out for yourself as well. Like claim a routine and stick to it.
Totally, totally. Especially if this goes on for a little bit longer. Next one.
Okay. Have a plan ready in case you and your loved ones get sick. I just did this with Patrick, and not even like in case we got sick, but I was asking him about, like, we live in an apartment that has like, it's two stories now. And I'm like, what happens if like a fire comes up the stairs and we don't know how to get out? And like, literally we'd be like jumping from like the fourth floor. So I'm like, where do we go?
No, he's like, know, your, know where your exits are.
Yes.
Yeah.
So know like what you're going to do. Like for Patrick and I, it's like, listen, if one of us gets sick, the other one is probably getting sick.
Yeah.
And we need to like know, okay, like this is how I'm going to take care of myself. Here's how I'm going to take care of you.
Yeah.
And I think this is actually especially important if you live with people that are most likely to get ill from this.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you live with elders or you live with someone that's immunocompromised.
Yeah, yeah. I think just talking it out just brings you some peace of mind. And yeah, I think it's a good plan. Practice kindness to yourself. So, you know, if you are feeling scared and anxious, which I think a lot of us are, don't, you know, beat yourself up over it or judge yourself. And yeah, talk about it with your friends and your support system. I know that that like helps me a lot because I sometimes feel like I'm going crazy. And then like I'll text, you know, like our group, our beauty group, or, you know, I'll text my sisters or whatever. And it's nice to know, again, like we were saying with Patrick at the grocery store, like that you're not alone. So yeah, just be kind to yourself.
On that note, if you have anxiety and it's becoming overwhelming, please, please reach out to a mental health provider. They're there to help you through this time. There's the National Suicide Prevention Crisis Hotline, which is open 24/7, and you can reach them at 1-800-273-TALK. It's 1-800-273-8255.
Okay. Muy importante. Integrate some humor into your day. I think all of us have shows and, you know, movies we've been wanting to watch on Netflix. And so, yeah, don't watch Contagion like Kirby.
I watched Contagion on Friday the 13th. It was truly horrifying. But I feel like I picked up some good, good information.
Survival tips?
Yeah, yeah. I was like, okay, I know like how to stop myself. Like, do I need to go buy a gun? I don't know. Yeah, no. Apparently people in Culver City
wanted
to buy guns. But
great. Just like, you know, just try to, if you are feeling like, you know, a little anxious, don't like watch some stand-up comedy. There's a lot of stuff on.
Get on TikTok.
Get on TikTok. Watch
get
some
on the
funny,
talk.
Funny animals falling over and stuff.
Patrick loves this one Instagram account, which is like a bunch of people falling all the time.
Oh, Kook Slams. It's a great
one. That is so messed up, by the way. It's, like, he like laughs so hard when people truly could have
first
injured themselves.
At first, and so Matt follows it too because there's a lot of like surfers like eating crap.
Yes.
And I used to think it was so mean, and then I started following and I was like, oh my gosh, this is really funny. It's bad though. Yeah.
I also started Grace and Frankie, and I was laughing out loud. That I had never seen it before. I'm dumb for being so behind on it, but it's a really funny show. Both women are fantabulous. And I went from like crying to dying laughing within the first episode in a matter of seconds. So highly recommend.
I need to watch it. Everyone says it's so funny.
They're brilliant.
Yeah. And then also playing some board games, played some Scrabble with Matt the other day, listened to some music, had a little dance party. Watch some of your favorite movies or new movies. We watched Knives Out last night, which was
love
so
Knives
good.
Out.
Oh my gosh. Anna, is that how to say her name? Anna
de Armas. Oh my God. She's so beautiful.
So
I'm
cute.
With her.
She's dating Ben
which
Affleck.
Which, like, honestly, is the news I needed this week. I always have a soft spot for Batfleck. I love him. Even though he has that nasty giant tattoo on his back, like, I just will always have a soft spot for him. I'm in love with him.
Convince me of
but like she's so lucky. She's like in a movie with Chris Evans and like dating Ben Affleck. Like
okay, wow. Well, that's
literally so rude. Like how? That is so rude. Anyways,
I like don't really, I haven't watched a lot of movies with Chris Evans in it, and I was very impressed. I thought he looked very handsome and was really good in it.
Obviously. He is a snack and a half. Next up, oh yes, don't forget to get up and engage in some physical movement. Do at home exercises. There are a ton of free workouts on YouTube, and I know this for a fact. Pop Sugar Fitness, they have this new so series good. Called Dance Fit Sugar. It's not new. It's been around for like a year. But Deja Riley is the host. She's an amazing dancer. And literally, they're all like 30-minute to 45-minute dance workouts. And they will make you sweat. Like, I did one last night that was just 30 minutes. It was like their newest one.
I was sweating at your
my
posts.
Butt off. I posted about it on Instagram. It's great. And it like helps get your heart pumping. I was wearing these little arm bands called Tony bands that are like 1 pound and you know, just add a little bit extra. But I just moved my coffee table, did it in my living room, like staring at my TV, and was sweating my butt off. And then there's this guy called the Fitness Marshal who basically does 3-minute choreographed like dance workouts to Britney Spears songs. So
okay, yes, this is what you posted.
I posted like me doing Slave for You choreo, and it was great. And basically, like you watch him, and he does it, and it's like repetitive moves. But then you can like rewind it and just do it as many times as you want, and it's a pretty great workout as well. So I just think it's really important to get up, move around.
Totally, I think like I was going to the gym up until the Wednesday.
Yeah.
And I probably should have stopped earlier, but I mean I was sanitizing. But so I was getting super antsy, and if I don't like get at least 30 minutes of, you know, movement a day, I get like really lethargic and like sad. So yeah, I think like there's so many fun workouts, like obviously you said Pop Sugar Fitness, and then there's Tone It Up has their great videos. Nike Training Club has an app, and most of all the workouts are free. Like you can do it in your living room, like Kirby said. And then, I mean, I don't suggest anyone like leaving, you know, quarantine yourself, but it is okay to like go somewhere outdoors that it doesn't have, you know, big crowds. Like, so yesterday we went on like, we drove out deep into Malibu and like found this trail that was like very secluded and isolated, and it's just nice to get some fresh air. So yeah.
Patrick and I went for a walk around our neighborhood today.
It's so empty, I'm sure.
Yeah, like nobody was around. We just wanted to get fresh air and be out. And as long like as you're not in a huge crowd, like don't be around a huge group of people, and stay at least 6 feet away from other people when you do go out. But like feel free to like step outside, get some fresh air. Like we have a gym at our community, but I'm just like I don't trust anyone, so I'm gonna be working out inside. But at the same time, get some fresh air. It really will help you.
It's really, like go take a walk, like a little short walk, do whatever makes you feel good. Especially if you have like a pet or a dog too. They need some exercise.
They need some wub.
Yeah. Okay. So let's move on to just a few more tips from a meditation coach that we spoke with. Her name is Megan Monahan. She is a meditation teacher and an author. Certified Chopra instructor. So she learned how to meditate from Deepak Chopra himself.
Whoa.
I know. She's like legit. I'm going to connect you with her because she does like private guided or private meditations, and she's amazing. And she lives really close to you.
Awesome.
She wrote a great little book called Don't Hate Meditate, Lululemon Ambassador. And if you're in LA, she teaches at Unplug. So I just asked her for some tips. And so she obviously meditate is number one. And she has some guided meditations on a SoundCloud channel that we will throw up in our show notes, and you guys can check it out. What I really like about her is like she's very real and very much like me and you. Like you just, it's very relatable. Like if you're not good at meditating, I think that this is a really good introduction into it. So maybe just take like, you know, I personally am not very good at meditating, but taking even just 5 minutes to practice some breathing exercises and, you know, focus on like a mantra as Meg would suggest, like really helps my anxiety levels.
And also the app Calm is like one of my favorites. I really, really like it. That's also an option too if you need help with just relaxing in general.
Yeah.
Next, set boundaries around when you're engaging with the news and other people who are talking about the situation. So similar to what we said before, just protect your sanity and engage in with convos about the economy when you're feeling grounded and able to. Like, you don't have to talk about this stuff if you're not feeling up to it.
Yeah, totally. I think that's super important. And then, you know, make sure that you're drinking water, limiting your... So Megan said limit sugar and white starches, which... I agree, but I'm not saying you should limit yourself to some cookies, comfort food.
Yeah, listen, if you're going to be watching a bunch of movies and TV, yeah, like,
but
enjoy yourself.
Like Kirby and I mentioned earlier, move your body. All these things are obviously going to make you feel great, but also help strengthen your immune system.
Great. And then question your thoughts. You don't have to believe every thought you have, you know. Ask yourself, why are you thinking this? Is there a particular person or a particular thing that you're doing that's making you think this? And if so, eliminate that from your life so you don't have anxiousness about it. Or, you know, confront it and figure out, like, okay, I'm feeling this way. I'm nervous about it. Why? Okay, is it because it's the truth? Okay, how can I remedy this in a way that's productive and healthy for someone like myself?
Yes.
And I will just say, like, personally... things that I do to calm myself down,
yes,
is I'll close my eyes and I'll count backwards from 10 while taking deep breaths. Or I will, especially at night, if I need to completely decompress, I watch my friend Jade's facial videos on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
She does these ASMR facial videos. Her name is Jadie Wadey 180.
And oh, yeah.
They are truly... I just watch it and I'm like, oh my God, I wish this was me right now. But they are so soothing and so relaxing. So find something that really does truly just help you unwind and keeps you from thinking about maybe what's happening like that.
Yes. Yeah. I'm going to add just the breathing exercise that Hoda had mentioned.
Ooh, yeah.
In case people don't do any deep breathing. So close your eyes. Inhale through your nostrils for 4 seconds, hold for 4 seconds, and exhale through your mouth for 6. Watching Kirby do this. And then repeat for a few times.
Wow, I like that. That's good. Yeah. Thanks, yeah. Dr. Hoda.
Yeah. Yeah, so...
that's the end of our show. And... I hope that everybody is feeling good, is feeling healthy. Yes. If you're not, that you're just taking really good care of yourself and your mind, your spirit, and your soul. And if you do have any questions, or maybe like you're at home and you're like, I do like consuming information about what's going on. There's 2 really great podcasts that I have listened to with Patrick that I thought were very, very informative. One is the Bill Simmons podcast with Malcolm Gladwell. That is not an ad because Patrick works for Bill. It's just a legitimately a good podcast. He talks a lot about, you know, viruses like this and what can happen and what to expect, which I personally am calmed by when I know what to expect. Yeah. I don't feel as anxious. And then Joe Rogan, a lot of people, he's very controversial, but Joe Rogan actually had a medical detective, and that's what the man called himself, on his podcast this week. It was incredibly informative and super interesting to hear about, like, what we're doing right now that could be contributing to the spread of this virus, but then also, like, how to actually, like, mitigate your fears and move forward. So,
oh, I think Matt listened to this and was telling me about it. He's a Joe Rogan.
Yeah, it was very, very interesting. So both of those I thought were incredibly helpful. And cool. If you guys have any further questions, like, strictly on the beauty side of things, because honestly, like, I don't want to pretend like I know more than actual doctors or the CDC or anything, but anything beauty related, of course, you can DM us on Instagram, find us on Twitter, or in our Facebook group. And I would say, like, now is a really great time to join our Facebook group because we'll probably be working from home.
Yeah. Well, I hope that you guys enjoyed this.
Yeah.
Little remote sesh.
A little remote sesh. I'm sorry if there are any technical difficulties, but we're going to work out the kinks and figure this out so we can do more of this in the future.
And then hopefully reunite IRL soon.
Yeah! Yay! All right, guys.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
Talk to you soon.
Be safe.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.